Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, picking up on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, but about Pei's the last two words. We are right in the middle of a sugya we had mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had left us, well, didn't leave us, but start off and said that if you have a murderer that gets mixed up in other people, and now we don't know what to do. What do we do? So it says Tanakama, Kulam Paturim, everyone's off the hook. Rabbi Huda Omer, Konsan Osola Kippa, you go ahead and you bring them into the Kippa. You put them into like a prison. Feed them barley until their stomachs explode and they die. When it says the Lashon of Rotzeach gets mixed in with other people, what does that mean? So you have a machlokas between Rabbi Avo Amar Shmuel and Reish Lakish. First opinion is you're talking about a real murderer. It doesn't have Gemar Din yet. And who did he get mixed up with? Other people that are also murderers that had Gemar Din. And we can't do Gemar Din without being there. And since we're not sure which one he is, therefore, you're not able to finish it off. And now everyone's going to be off the hook. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda argues. And he said, no, you lock them up and they die when they're locked up. Reish Lakish says, we're not talking about a murderer at all. He says, what are we talking about? He says, when it deals with a person, everyone agrees that he's not going to be putter. But here, what are we talking about? A shore that was Lo Nigmar Din, or they got mixed up with other shores that were Nigmar Dinam. And the Tanakhama says that it's like Mises Bailim, so too is Mises Shore, and you can't do Gemar Din of the shore except for in front of them. So therefore, everyone's going to be putter. And Yehuda says, no, Konsa Sol Kippa, you put it into the Kippa. And on that, we have Rava. Amar Rava, he comes in, he's going to argue on both of these opinions. Beep, turn the page. Pay him an alf. Ihachi, if it's really true that it's one of these two options, either a real a person who got mixed up or the animal got mixed up. Hainu de katani Allah. How do we explain which we learned? There's a brisa that said on our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosi, afilu abba chalafta b'neum. Rabbi Yosi says that our Mishnah's din is that if a murderer gets mixed up with others, that they're going to be putter. And this applies even to my father, chalafta, who was a great, great sage. Now, you see that doesn't work according to either of those two approaches. Certainly doesn't work in the world of Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that it's animals, and here we're saying that it's a human over here. Also knocks off Shmuel's din, who says that the Mishnah is talking about a group of murderers whose din were finished off. But if that's true, then what's the point of Yossi saying that the Mishnah's rule applies even if a righteous person like this, like Abba Chalafta, his father Chalafta, was part of the group? If you have Adam that say that he murdered someone, and the fact that he's a righteous person, who really cares? The bottom line, he's a murderer over here, just like everyone else is over here. So clearly it can't be that we're going like either of them. Another approach, this is Rava. Rava says, what do you mean to say? Let's say you have two people that stand next to each other and an arrow comes flying from between the two of them, are going to kill someone. Shnei and Pturim, both of them are going to be putter because we don't know which one it came from, and they're going to be off the hook. From Rabbi Yossi, said, afilu abba chalafta b'neihem, even if abba chalafta was between them, was one of the people. You wouldn't think such a person would ever do such a thing, but the point is, even in such a case, you can't just say, oh, he's a good guy, so therefore probably that he's okay. Now, since it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that in this case of the arrow that anyone's going to be killed, so we come out that there's something missing from the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda's ruling is responding to it. So what was it missing that he's coming to respond to? V'shor shenigmar dino shenisarev b'shevarim acherim me'alia soklenosan. And if an ox whose din was finalized and it got mixed up with other ones that are innocent, innocent oxen, then soken or so, we go ahead and what do? We stone them all. Everything's got to be stoned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, konsan us on the kippah. No, you bring him into the kippah, right? Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's not necessary to have Beis Din and go through all this trouble of stoning them. Just put them into the kippah and let them die on their own. Vihotanya, Rashi points out, Benichusa, this brisa comes and supports this idea, like Rav explained, that para she miso ve'achakach yolda. Let's say you have a cow that kills someone, and then afterwards it gives birth. Now the question is, what's the din over here? This animal that gave birth, are you allowed to get enough from it? If the cow gave birth before gemar din, vlad the mutter, then it's going to be mutter. But once there's a gemar din, yalda then she gave birth, then vlad the aser, the vlad is going to be aser. Well, why is that? Rashi says the uber yerech imo. It's just like the uber is considered like a thigh, like a part of the animal. Vegamhu ne'asar b'gemar din imo. That also became also with the gemar din of the mother. Nesar b'cherim. Let's say this cow got mixed up with other cows. V'cherim b'cherim, and those get into even other cows. Then kosel on the kippa. You have to bring them all into the kippa, and they die there. V'lozer b'rav Shimon Omer. V'vinos on the bezim and sulkinos on. You go and you do skila on them. This is just like the Mishnah, right? We have this brisa showing us this machlokus about an animal. The words of gemar din, and then we're not sure exactly what it is. And the din of the Tanakama says we put him in the Tanakama, so we put it in the kippa. That is, of the brisa that goes like Rabbi Huda on our Mishnah, and that of Rabbi Lazar on the brisa that we stone them goes according to Tanakama in our Mishnah. Yeah. So then we said, what did we say? That if the cow gave birth before the Gemar Din was finished, then Vlad Dumuteris, the Vlad is going to be Mutter. And even though the cow is pregnant at the time that it gored this person, and it killed this person, it's still going to be Mutter. In fact, the Gemar Vama Rafa, Vlad Nogachas Aser. Right? We know that if the offspring of this type of animal, of a pregnant, goring a cow, is usher to do what? It's just behakrava, right? To be brought as a carbon. He uvlada nokhu, because it's considered like she and the offspring also gored the animal. So vlad hanirbas usher. The offspring of a pregnant cow that gets sodomized is usher to be brought as a carbon. He uvlad the nirbu, because it's considered like both the cow and the offspring were sodomized. So how do you say that it's going to be mutter to have the vlad if it was not yet the gemar din? So the gemar no ema say im at shelo nigbar dina ibra v'yolda. In other words, let's say this cow gore something, but it wasn't pregnant yet. And then it gets pregnant, and then it was born before the Gemar Din. Then Vlad the Mutter, then it's Mutter, because it wasn't usher at any point. Imish and Nigmar Dina Ibrav Yalda, but let's say there was a Gemar Din, and then became pregnant, and then they had the, you know, Imish and Nigmar Dina Ibrav Yalda, your birth, Vlad the Usser, then it's going, the Vlad is going to be Usser. So the Gemara, okay, hold on one second. We know that we have a Machlokas that comes up in Temura, Rashi says, Pluk the Hebrew Temura, the Flamet Aleph. Hani Chalaman Damar Zevazagarim Aser. This works according to one who says that if you have a Aser thing and a Mutter thing that come together, that it's still going to be Aser, right? We're talking about here that this cow came from what? From the mother, which gored, it's Aser, and the father, though, is totally Mutter. And according to the opinion that such a situation will cause it to be usher, so we understand what the Bryce is saying, that the cow conceived and gave birth after the verdict was announced, that it's going to be usher. However, beep, turn the page, pay of a base. El Lamanda Amar Zevazeg Garim Mutter, the one who says that when this person, you know, two of them are coming into Gaza, it's going to be Mutter, my Ika the Mamar. What are you going to say right now? Why would it be that the cow should be usher? El Amar Avina. Ema, switch it to say, im ad shelo nigbar dina ibra v'yolda, if the cow conceived and gave birth before the verdict, then vlad the mutter. Vlad's going to be mutter. Vim ad shelo nigbar dina ibra. However, the cow became pregnant before the verdict was given, misha nigbar dina yolda, but gave birth after it was already born. Birth after it was born, doesn't make any sense. After the din happened then, it got pregnant, then din, then pregnant, then born, vlad the usher, it's going to be usher. Why? Because uber yerech imohu. This is considered like part of the cow. Okay, next, we said in the Mishnah, kol chayvei misos, eni chayvei misos. They get mixed in together. Nidon bekala. You go and you give the type of the easiest type of din, the lower punishment. Says Gemara. Shmami na. We learn from here an amazing din that musar ledaver chamor have you musar ledaver kal. The getting hasra for a more chamor thing covers a more cow thing, right? Because the fact is, if you have, let's say you have skila is more chamor. Let's go skila sreifa. That's the order. Number one is skila, then sreifa. And you're saying that it gets mixed in together. So what do? You give them all sreifa according to the one who said skila is more chamor, right? But we're going to get into that in a minute. Must be, even though the cows were warned for skila, but the sreifa is included in that, and that's why they can all get, it's a good hasra. Amar of Yirmiyah says, no, not necessarily. You did hasra, but it was a stam hasra. You didn't say which one it was going to be. He said, if you did it, you're going to get death penalty. V'hai tanhu, and it goes to the following tanah, the time was in the b'risa. Ushar chayvi misa shabbat Torah. If you're dealing with other types of misas in the Torah, besides a misa, someone who's inciting some of the Avodah Zarah, that they brought in the Torah, they're going to be ein mamisa nosan ela be'eda. They can't be put to death except without an eda, without getting a court of 23, ve'eda min witnesses, v'asra and a warning, v'atshio di'uhu shu'chayiv misas bezen, until you let them know it's chayiv misas bezen. But they don't have to say what type it is. Div Rabbi Huda, that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. I'm sorry, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Huda Omer, atshio di'u be'eza misahu nerag, doesn't work until you tell them exactly which misa is going to be. So therefore, our Mishnah must be going, according to the Tanakama, this price over here, to say that you can give the death penalty on something that was a general warning that happened over here. So in the Mishnah's case, all of the group can get the more lenient type because they said that they're going to get, the part of the general ruling. Tana Kama Yalef Mimikoshesh, the Tana Kama that learns out that doesn't have to have any sort of particular death being mentioned. Where did he learn it from? He learned it from the Mikoshesh, from the one who gathered the wood in Parshas Shalach, then the Shalach. Rashi says, Shamotzim Oso, the person who found him, Lo Histerbo, Shame Misasa, they didn't tell him, give him a straw about what Misa is going to be. To have a Yadila, they didn't know what it was going to be. El Misa Stam, they knew that he was going to die, but they didn't know what. So they said, you're going to be killed if you do that. So clearly, right, that's where he learns that they don't have to say exactly what it is. Rabbi Hudalmer, he argues, Mikoshi Sorosha, he says, that was a very this particular case. Rashi says, Alpia Dibur Mikhaev, Veloger Mina Mina. That was taught, Alpia Dibur from Akar's Brochum. We can't learn from it for the Doros. Holva Nafkalan Asra, Miyuma Sames, Shiyatar Atzma, Lemisa Osa Misa, Mashma. Right? Rabbi Huda learns out from the Pasuk Yuma Sames, by the testimony of Tuinim, this person, this condemned person die, that he has to release himself, a specific type of being killed. Therefore, you have to actually specify what it's about. Okay, next part of the mission, we said, Haniskalim b'nisrafim. If you have those that got skila, got mixed up with nisrafim, then what's the din? So I'm reading from the Mishnah now. Haniskalim b'nisrafim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Nidona b'skila, Haniskalim b'nisrafim, right? Because skila srefa herik chenek. Skila Sreifa, that's what Chum say, but Rav Shimon's opinion is Sreifa Skila, that Skila is number two in the list. So therefore, Rav Shimon says, Nidona b'Skila, Sha Sreifa Chamura. Chum say, no, Nidona b'Sreifa, Sha Skila Chamura. That's just a machlokas about which one that we've seen a few times already. Okay, so says the Gemara, Masni Le Rav Yecheskel Rami Bere. Rav Yecheskel taught his son, Rami, our Mishnah, he says, Hanisrafim Baniskalim. Because the Mishnah said on his skull and been a seraphim. So here he taught if those that are supposed to get serefa get mixed up with those that are skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, you don't have a skila, it's just serefa chamura. You do it with skila because serefa is more chamur. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the son says, Tati, Abba, Lotus Neahi, don't teach it like this. And when you worded it as Hanisrafim Baniskalim. But that's actually not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Hanisskalim Banisrafim. And don't call it Hanisskalim Banisrafim. I'm sorry, don't call it Hanisrafim Baniskalim. Why not? My area is Srefa Chamura. Because then we could just say Rabbi Shimon says that the reason why why would Rabbi Shimon say that the reason why everyone there gets skila is because burning, is more chamor, and basically, can't give a harsher one. tape a glade, the Reuben is calling it. You could just learn it out and say, well, the majority of them are skila. So the majority are skila. So, right, that's what he's saying, and it's rough and bin is skullum, if that's what you wanted to say it as. That means when this stuff gets mixed up in the skullum, like they're bigger, just say that's the reason. Elahechisnayu. So, okay, how do you want me to teach it? Hanis skullum bin srafim. You want to teach it. That's how you should teach it. Niskalim bin Srafim. Abshim Omi done Miskila Shasrefa Khamura. That Niskalim get mixed into Srefa, even though Srefa is more. Abshim says, you didn't miskila, because Srefa is more Khamur. Okay, so Ihachi. So if that's true, right? The Papa is saying back. If it's true that the Mishnah is talking about where Nisrafim are the majority over here, then Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa here. Cham Omer, Cham Seim, they're the ones who argue with Hashem in the order. They say, Yudanu B'Sreifa, Shaskil Chamura. They say, no, you should judge everyone B'Sreifa because Yudanu B'Sreifa, because Skil is more Chamura. So, but you just said to me that we should be reading in the case as Haneskalim bin Israfim, and then this ends up being that the Israfim are bigger. So typically the Reuben Israfim, you know, just say because it's Rov. So he says, no, Hasam Rabbanan who Dekamri Leder Rishimin. That case over there was actually the Chachamim talking in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Right? They were saying, since stoning is more severe, the rabbis aren't giving their own din, but they're responding to Rabbi Shimon and saying that, yeah, people that are part of the group to be burned, yeah. That's what's going to be. They're all going to go ahead and be involved in getting burned because burning is the kenas to which the majority of them, you know, fall to. L'tidach damitziv chamura. But according to you, that you say that the rove should be chucked away over here because burning is more chamur. No, it's not true. We argue and say skila is more chamur. Therefore, that's why they get tzrifa. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So we have this whole discussion here of Yehuda and Rav Cheskel. And now Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, the son, how dare you talk to your father like that? Shinana, which means sharp one. Beep, turn the page. Pe Aleph. Lo temelei lavuchachi. You don't speak to your father like that. They go ahead and you tell him that he made a mistake. Says Rashi. Lo dio behedya. Shoot Toa. Say straight up. You make him don't say it like this. We shouldn't mix up himself. It's gonna embarrass him. He's gonna feel pain. The time runs in a baisa. Harisha, how you aviv over al divri Torah. Let's say your father is violating the Torah. Lo yom alone say Abba Vart al divri Torah, you're winning against Torah. Hello Omer lo, Abba kach ksiv Torah. Say, Father, this is what it says in the Torah. Says Robert, so hainu hach. It's the same thing. You're still saying that he did the wrong, that he broke the Torah. Ella Omer lo, no, right. You should say is Abba. Mikra kasuv b'Torah kach. Say, Father, the following pasuk is written in the Torah. Right, just quote a pasuk over here, and it's not straight up saying that his father did something or didn't do something. Let his father realize it himself, and therefore, Rav Yehuda shouldn't have said straight up, "Don't teach the Mishnah like that." Not respectful for Big Papa, and it's going to be an embarrassing situation. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.